Hey everyone, and welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going beyond Bitcoin basics. You know, everyone's heard about it, it's a digital currency, but we're going deeper. We're going to uncover how it's actually being used, like right now, to change how we think about money and like value.
Yeah.
So, less theory today, more real talk. Ready? Let's dive in.
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
We're not just talking about buying pizza with Bitcoin, although, I mean, you technically can't do that. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we interact with the digital world.
Yeah. And what I think is so fascinating is that this shift is like really driven by Bitcoin's decentralized design.
Like decentralized, I know. So another buzzword, right? But what it really means is no single entity controls Bitcoin. Not governments, not banks.
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. And that's where things get really interesting, because that one feature, it unlocks a whole bunch of like real world use cases.
It really does.
For example, think about online payments. You know how we're always dealing with these like clunky payment gateways and then the transaction fees and the waiting periods?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the work. Bitcoin basically streamlines all of that.
Yeah, it's so much faster.
It's like the difference between sending a letter by carrier pigeon and sending an email.
Uh-huh. Perfect analogy.
And what we're seeing is that more and more businesses are catching on to this. They're offering Bitcoin as a payment option for everything,
mm-hmm.
from like web hosting to online courses.
Mm-hmm. It's becoming so much more widely accepted.
So instead of paying through, you know, a third-party processor, you could be paying a web hosting provider directly with Bitcoin. You're cutting out all those like extra fees and complexities.
Like you were saying, just streamlines everything.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about convenience, though, although that is a huge part of it. But it's also about opening up possibilities, especially when it comes to things like cross-border transactions. Think about it. Sending money internationally, it used to mean like navigating this maze of paperwork and hefty fees.
Oh, tell me about it.
And then, you know, waiting like days for the transfer to clear. With Bitcoin, it's like practically instantaneous, and often with way lower fees.
Yeah, it's a totally different ballgame.
It really is. This is a game changer for businesses working with international clients, or even just individuals sending, you know, remittances to their families overseas.
Absolutely. It's opening up a lot of doors.
Yeah, and it's not even just about cutting out the costs. It's about like giving people in underserved areas who maybe don't have access to traditional banking, it's giving them a chance to participate in the global economy.
Right. It's about financial inclusion.
Exactly.
And I think that's what's so truly revolutionary here. Like, we're potentially talking about banking the unbanked,
yeah.
granting them access to financial tools and services that they've never had before.
It's huge.
It really is.
It's like we're witnessing the creation of this like parallel financial system,
yeah.
one that's, you know, hopefully more inclusive and accessible.
Yeah, it's a whole new world of possibilities.
Now, I know what you might be thinking. Okay, this all sounds great in theory. Is Bitcoin really ready for, like, prime time?
Right. That's the big question.
Yeah. And it's a fair question. I mean, there's a lot of buzz around it.
There is a lot of hype.
But, like, with any emerging technology, you know, there are hurdles to overcome.
Of course. There always are.
One of the biggest ones is, like, the volatility. Bitcoin's price can fluctuate. And that makes some people, like, hesitant to use it for everyday transactions.
Yeah. I totally get that.
Right. Because who wants to pay for a cup of coffee with Bitcoin? And then next week, it's worth like twice as much.
Uh-huh.
Or half as much, for that matter.
Yeah, that's the risk.
So that's where innovations like the Lightning Network come in.
Ah, yes, the Lightning Network.
Yeah.
I've heard that term thrown around. What's the deal with that?
So imagine like a superhighway built on top of the Bitcoin network. It enables near instantaneous transactions with tiny, tiny fees. That's basically the Lightning Network in a nutshell.
So it's like taking something that was already fast.
Mm.
And making it like lightning fast.
Exactly. And with those lower fees, suddenly those microtransactions, those tiny payments we make like online for content or in-game items, they become feasible in a way that they just weren't before. So we're talking about like a future where you could be, you know, tipping a content creator like a few cents for a great article.
Yeah.
Or paying for in-game items with Bitcoin seamlessly and without, you know, losing a big chunk of it to fees.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really about unlocking these like new business models.
And empowering both the creators and the consumer.
Yeah. But the Lightning Network is just one piece of the puzzle, right? Remember how we were talking about Bitcoin being like a catalyst for this whole new financial system?
Right, the whole decentralized finance thing.
Exactly, DeFi, yeah. as it's called. It's like building this whole financial ecosystem on top of the Bitcoin blockchain.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is. Think, like, Lending, borrowing, trading, all happening on this, like, global transparent network without the need for traditional banks or any intermediaries.
It's like the Wild West of finance, but in a good way.
Yeah?
Hopefully in a good way.
It is exciting, though, isn't it? It's giving people more control over their assets.
Yeah.
And, you know, opening up financial opportunities to those who maybe didn't have them before.
Yeah, for sure.
But DeFi is still in its early stages.
Very early.
And it can get pretty complex.
That's one way to put it.
Uh-huh.
It can get pretty technical.
That's where you come in, though, right, to kind of break it down for us.
Well, I try my best.
But even beyond the technicalities, right, I think what's important to understand is, like, that core idea behind DeFi.
Definitely.
Empowering individuals.
Yeah.
Fostering financial inclusion and creating, like,
yeah,
a more open and accessible financial system.
I don't know who said it better myself.
And that's where the real revolution lies. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how that technology can actually, like, empower us.
Yeah.
To build a better future.
I completely agree.
So, as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, I'm left wondering, where do we go from here? What other innovations will we see emerge from this, like, evolving world of Bitcoin and decentralized technology?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is.
It's hard to predict the future, but I think one thing is for sure. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We're still so early in this.
It's an exciting time to be paying attention.
Absolutely.
And who knows? Maybe someone listening to this right now will be the one building the next, like, groundbreaking Bitcoin application.
I hope so. That's what I'm hoping for.
And on that note, a huge thank you to you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
We've covered a lot of ground, but hopefully we sparked your curiosity and given you, you know, plenty to ponder.
Absolutely. Keep those brain juices flowing.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep asking questions.
Couldn't agree more.